would like to see the title of boldly in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12 to 16. Before starting the Bible study, we present three questions. Number one, what can divide your soul and spirit? Can your emotional experience become your spiritual experience? So question one, what can divide your soul and spirit? Can your emotional experience become your spiritual experience? So question two, what's the problem of the intent to show up to the people during your ministry to the Lord? Question two, what's the problem of the intent or motive to show up to the people during your ministry to the Lord? The last question, number three, why can we go boldly to the throne of grace? If so, what may we obtain? The last question, three, why can we go boldly to the throne of grace? If so, what may we obtain? Verse 12, for the word of God is living and powerful. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of a soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. First of all, the word of God is living because the word of God is changing our life through the Holy Spirit. Also, the word of God is powerful because the word of God has the power to transform our lives unto the image of Jesus Christ through the work of the Holy Spirit. Also, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17 says, the sword of the Holy Spirit, which is the word of God. So God's word is the sword of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we can divide what is a soul or what is a spirit. Soul, basically human nature, such as will, human will, intent, and the sense. Your the lot of senses, taste, or hearing sense, or eyesight sense. So sense, the last one, conscience. When you are born physically, you have a conscience naturally. To if you lied to somebody, you feel guilty of the lie based upon your conscience. Those things belong to the soul. So we have an emotional experience. Sometimes we feel so good because we ate sweet things, or because we listen to music, we feel so good. So all emotional good things cannot become your spiritual experience unless your emotional experience comes from the word of God. The Bible talks about many spirit. Spirit means the Holy Spirit, excluding any evil spirit. So your Holy Spirit always working together with the word of God. Why? Holy Spirit is a person of God. God has three persons, God the Father, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit. All three persons, each person has co-equal. So the God the Father has the same level as the Son of God or the Holy Spirit. That means co-equal. Second is co-eternal. So each person has exists eternally, not in just for some time. So the all three persons exist eternally. The last one is coexistent. So they exist presently. Tomorrow they will exist tomorrow too. So equally existence. That's why your spiritual experience must relate to the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. The Word of God is the Word of God, one God's Word. That's the Word of God. So here, also the Word of God can divide between thoughts and intents. Thought is a general thought, like a speculation, whatever imagination, that's called as a thought. But intent, there is a specific state of mind to do a particular thing. That's intent or motive. Jesus said in Matthew, if you make a charitable thing, you should do secretly before the people. So you shouldn't draw attention from the public by doing a charitable deed, because your ministry to the Lord, not to man. So your ministry should be glorified to God, not to yourself. So that is a kind of motive. So also the First Corinthians disciple Paul talks about when you meet Jesus Christ, your all works or ministries would be tested by fire. So if you build up your work, your ministry for God's glory, is deemed like stone, jewels, gold, and precious thing. So your works or ministry would still survive through the test of a fire, like jewels, precious stones, and gold, silver. But otherwise, your work, labor, will be burned out like hay would. So that kind of motive is very important to survive your ministry, your work, your labor. So Jesus also talks about if you do prayer secretly, the God will reward you openly. But if you pray before the public in order to show up to the people, so you would already receive your reward from the public. So in heaven, you would have no longer reward. So the Word of God can distinguish between thoughts and intents. Verse 13, and there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him or of God, to whom we must give account. We must give account, meaning we must acknowledge. So we cannot hide anything at all from God. We do not hide anything at all from God, because God is omniscient. God has knowledge of everything. So God knows everything. So God knows our hearts. Verse 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest who had passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. The Hebrew book author wrote the book to the Hebrew Christians. That's why Hebrew books, you can find out the comparison between the Old Testament matter and the New Testament matter. Right here, the author compared the Old Testament high priest in the Old Testament. For example, Leviticus chapter 16 that talks about a great high priest. So according to God's commandment to Hebrews people, so God ordained one mediator between God and the Israel people. Those mediators is called priest. So the head of a lot of priests is called as a high priest. So Aaron, who was the elder brother of Moses, was initially anointed as a high priest between God and the Israelite people. So Aaron's children can be high priest to Hebrews people. So high priest function as the representative of the people. High priest stood up before the people. Then he listened to people's sinfulness. Then people brought his sacrifices, such as goat, ram, cow, or pigeon, you know, and so on. Then high priest killed that animal as a sacrifice to cover up the people's sins. Then, before the Lord, that time, as the representative of people, he stood up before God and holy over the temple, holy place of the temple. Then he asked to the Lord, forgive the people's sin. That kind of function, that is the Old Testament high priest role. Likewise, Jesus Christ is the high priest, but a different thing, because Jesus Christ, the high priest of all, is much superior to the Old Testament high priest. Why? Jesus Christ is God. Also, Jesus Christ is a man, but he had no sin. He by himself sacrifices as a role of a ram to clean up our sins on the cross with bloodshed to cleanse away our sins. Also, the Old Testament, Hebrews chapter 7, verse 27 says, Jesus Christ, who does not need daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifices, such as rams, cows, pigeons, first for his own sins, because the Old Testament high priest are men who had sins. So first for his own sins, and then for the people's sins. But Jesus Christ is a man without sin, and God. So Jesus Christ doesn't need offer up in a sacrifice for his own sin, because Jesus has no sin at all. For this he did once for all. Jesus Christ by himself did a sacrifice once for all people when he offered up himself. Jesus Christ offered up himself, not in any animal sacrifices. So that's different. So Jesus Christ is our mediator before the people as the representative of God. Also, before God the Father, Jesus Christ is the representative of believers who had passed through the heavens. Jesus Christ right now sits in the right hand of God the Father after resurrection. So let us hold fast our confession. Let us keep our faith, our confession to our sinfulness to the law before accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. So first step, we repent our sins. We confess our sins. Then Jesus Christ forgive us. then we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. So we should keep our belief, our confession, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. We saw that Jesus Christ got tempted. First, the bread temptation. Second is authority temptation. The last one is glory temptation. So talked about that. So Luke chapter 5, the last verse said, the devil had ended every temptation, every temptation. So Jesus Christ got every temptation, but passed over every temptation as a human being has. So therefore, Jesus Christ got touched with our weakness, our infirmities, also all points tempted. But he had no sin, because he is God, he is a complete man, perfect man alone. So verse 16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. So because over Jesus Christ, the complete victory over sinfulness, over devil's power, over Satan, so based upon your compassion or your faith, so you can be deemed as righteousness. So because of that faith, we can go boldly or quickly to the throne of grace or to the rest, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. So grace meaning regardless of your merit, your labor, your experience, your thought. So 100% comes from God. So God's grace, so based upon your compassion or your faith, we can boldly to throne over grace. Therefore, consequently, we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So therefore, we can obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So whenever we have a difficulty or a time of need, so we may ask the Lord Jesus Christ to help us, give us comfort or healing, peace or comfort, because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ based upon our compassion. So let's see each question's answer. Question 1. What can divide your soul and separate? The verse 12 said the word of God can divide your soul and separate. Can your emotional experience become your spiritual experience? The answer is yes. So your emotional experience can become your spiritual experience only if your emotional experience comes from the Word of God in the work of the Holy Spirit. So question 2, what's the problem of the intent to show up to the people during your ministry to the Lord? The problem is their motive to glorify by themselves, not to God. That's a problem. Question 3, why can we go boldly to the throne of grace? Because we have compassion and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of the Lord Jesus Christ's work, we can go boldly to the throne of grace or to the Lord of Jesus Christ. If so, what may we obtain? So therefore, we may obtain the Lord's mercy for us, or so we can find grace. So to help in any difficulty, any help, when we ask the Lord. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.